You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. When you think of medical helicopter pilots, you may not immediately think union. But Dan McDade is a MedFlight chopper pilot who is also president of OPEIU Local 109, affiliated with the Professional Helicopter Pilots Association. This is the most challenging time of year for pilots who must keep an irregular schedule.
The pager, the tones can go off at, 2 o'clock in the morning, and usually, like 2 and 3 in the morning when we have to go fly. That's kind of like the most dangerous time, only because it's hard to get any kind of a sleep cycle where we shift from days to nights and things like that. And you're on for 12 hours at a time. So we do have crew rest issues.
McDade says unionized pilots have a voice on the job, a critical voice when it comes to safety.
The guys doing the job needed to be a factor in controlling their safety. Most of the safety improvements that have happened because of the unions that have brought those safety changes and made them happen. If a federal regulation needs to happen, it is not usually the company that is lobbying Congress to make it happen. Usually it's the unions.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.